Yes, please.
In the center east.
Thank you. Mr. President, I got him at home for you before, but he doesn't answer now. He might have stepped out for a while. Can I keep Patrick for you?
Get Mr. Carter and Katzen back.
Who, please?
Nick Katzen back.
Oh, I sure will, yes.
Let me hold on.
All right.
Clean that chair out. I'm on the phone. Come on in. I'll be with you in just a minute. Hello, Bob. How are you? Good to see you. Hang my shirt up there, Jack. Hang my shirt up there somewhere. Just hang it up. Hello, darling. How are you?
Captain back.
Nick? What's the story this involvement about Philip Nichols, this customs court judge?
The problem is primarily with Senator Ruskin. And if you recall on that, there was an allegation that he had been involved in the sugar quota business and from Dominican Republic. And there was some information in the FBI file with respect to the Dominican Republic lobbying activities with respect to sugar. And it was, I believe, Nichols could not have had anything to do with this, Mr. President. He's perfectly clean on it. And could not have had anything to do with it. But the FBI file had various stuff, which mentioned Bobby Baker, mentioned a lot of other people with respect to Dominican sugar. Mentioned the now ex-consul, whose name I forgot, from the Dominican Republic with respect to securing a big share of that for the Dominican Republic. And the problem that Senator Eastland raised with me was that in view of this, he felt that on the FBI file he had to make some of the facts known to others, and that it would be their desire to call in as a witness this ex-consul from the Dominican Republic, that that would raise some questions about Baker, of which is absolutely nothing in terms of any follow-up on it, but enough to get a headline. And he suggested that we hold off on Nichols and make him the recess appointment rather than acquiesce to the Republicans' view, primarily Senator Ruskin, that they ought to go into this further, which they would not go into.
Well,
they would not go into honestly or candidly or with any thing aimed really at Nichols, but merely to raise a campaign issue.
Now, he tells me that a very odd situation. Why wouldn't they take the full file? Why'd they just take the page involving him and implicating him and not to take the page exonerating him?
Well, they did have we put down the other.
No, they just took the part implicating him. And he was implicated because they had the name N-I-C-K-O-L-E.
Yeah.
That's a separate person, and an incident took place long before this poor devil ever became Commissioner of Customs.
Right, Mr. President.
And they just took the one part of it. They didn't take the other part, and they don't know the other part.
Well,
I just talked to Eastland at length about it, and I just talked to the FBI, and they say that the Justice Department representative just apparently was after Nichols because he just took one part of the file.
No, and Mr. President, he took Nichols' affidavit down there, and he took the other part of the file down.
Well, they said no. And Eastland said he had no idea that this could happen, that it was a misidentification, and said that he was so suspicious of the Justice Department that they thought they must have been after Nichols or after me, that he didn't want to embarrass me because it was such an odd procedure that they wanted other people besides Ruska to see it. And he had told them just not to show it to anybody but Ruska, and said the Justice Department insisted that they show it to other Republicans.
No, Mr. President, that is plain not true.
Well,
unequivocally.
I just got his statement. He just told me that, and I said that that's what he and Courtney Pace both thought. It was an odd thing of what is happening downtown between the White House and the Justice that the President's own appointee was bringing up part of the file on him. Now, I asked FBI to take it up there Monday morning. This poor devil, who was born and raised in Boston, a Harvard boy, and got nothing to do with any... Never heard of the Dominican sugar thing in his life any more than your wife did.
That's absolutely true.
And Ruska would know that if you look at it, and Dirksen would know it, and they ought to penalize him for being a judge and ruin his character because they just saw one side of the thing. I told him to take it up there and show it to him, and then Eastland said if that was correct, that he would create injustice in the done the boy, and he'd report him immediately. So,
Mr. President, the summary file on this, Eastland asked for Ruska to see. And I had no objection to Ruska seeing it because it reflected exactly what you said. And that was the file that was shown to Ruska. And it showed the Nichols affidavit. It showed the fact that he could not have been involved in this in terms of a time sequence, and that was taken to Senator Ruska and showed to him.
By whom?
By Bill Gagin in my office, one of my assistants.
And
following that, Senator
what did Ruska say?